Are you worried about the next market crash wiping out your retirement? In this video, I'm revealing the three signs that the market is getting near a top and the best indicator that could protect your retirement portfolio from the next drop. These signs and this indicator was present in the 2008 crash, the dot-com bubble, and every major market meltdown in history. Most investors completely ignore it, even though it's staring them right in the face every single day. Hey, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy, and I've helped investors navigate the market ups and downs and build lasting wealth for almost 25 years. Now, let me paint you a picture. It's October 2007. Your neighbor just bought his third rental property. Your coworker is bragging about her stock gains at lunch, and everyone's talking about flipping houses and getting rich quick. The retirement account you've been building for 20 years is at an all-time high. Now, fast forward 18 months, we all know how this story ended. That same retirement account, down 40%. Your neighbor, foreclosure. Your coworker is silent about their investments. But here's what's fascinating, and this is what most people miss. There was a clear warning sign flashing red the entire time. Not some complex economic indicator that requires a PhD to understand. Something so simple and so obvious that once you see it, you can never unsee it. The problem isn't that market crashes are unpredictable. The problem is that we're looking in all the wrong places. The conversation shifts from, is this a good investment, to how much money can I make? So this leads me to wealth decision principle number one. When the cocktail party talks turn from companies to gains, it's time to get defensive. Now, obviously, hindsight is 20/20. Looking back at 2007, these signs seemed obvious, but when you're living through them, they're not always crystal clear. Markets can stay irrational longer than you think. And timing these signals perfectly is nearly impossible. But there's three observable patterns that repeat before every major market correction. So let me break this down into three signs. Sign number one is the media shift. Financial media goes from analyzing companies to celebrating millionaires. Instead of company X reports strong earnings, headlines become 23-year-old makes $50,000 day trading from his bedroom. When CNBC starts interviewing TikTok traders instead of fund managers, the greed gradient is steep. Sign number two, suddenly everyone has access to sophisticated investment strategies. There's option trading apps with cartoon interfaces. There's crypto exchanges advertising during the Super Bowl and trading apps being advertised constantly on CNBC. When Wall Street tactics become Main Street hobbies, there's some danger brewing in the markets. Coming up in just a few minutes, I'll reveal the most reliable predictor of all, and it has nothing to do with the market itself. Sign number three is the aggressive allocation shift. This is a big one. People aren't necessarily cashing out their 401ks, but they're getting dangerously aggressive with them. Conservative balance funds get abandoned for growth funds. Target date funds get swapped for sector ETFs. That boring 60-40 allocation suddenly becomes 90-10 because bonds are dead and this time is different. When retirement accounts become speculation vehicles, the crash countdown has begun. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number two. Your retirement account should be the last money to chase trends, not the first. Now let's just talk a little bit about how hot this market really is right now. It's been climbing a wall of worry, and the S&P 500 current PE ratio is sitting around 28. That's almost 50% higher than the 20-year average of 20.5. To put this into perspective, this puts us at about 1.7 standard deviations above the historical average, which technically classifies the market as overvalued. But here's what's really telling. There have only been five periods since 1970 when the PE ratio was this far above the average. Those five periods were Black Monday in 1987, the early 1990s recession, the dot-com bubble, the 2008 financial crisis, and right now. You notice a little bit of a pattern there. Four to five of those periods ended very badly for investors. But here's the thing, and this is where most people get it wrong. A high PE ratio by itself isn't a sell signal. It's a temperature reading. It tells you the market is running hot, but not necessarily when it's going to cool down. In just 2 minutes, I'm going to show you the exact framework to turn this temperature reading into actionable portfolio decisions. But here's the most important indicator of all, and it's staring back at you in the mirror every morning. The real retirement indicator isn't the market, the media, or even PE ratios. It's you. I call this the personal greed check. When you start running retirement calculations and think, wow, if the market keeps doing this, I could retire 5 to 8 years earlier than planned. That's when you know greed has infected your own thinking. This is the most dangerous sign of all because it's the moment you start treating paper gains like guaranteed income. I see this all the time. Someone's 401k grows 25% a year and suddenly they're shopping for vacation homes or planning to quit their jobs at 55 instead of 62. They're making life-changing decisions based upon market performance that might not last another 6 months. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number 3. The moment you move up your retirement date because of market gains is the moment you should move it back and rebalance. Think about it. If a hot market makes you feel like you can retire early, what's going to happen when the same market drops 40%? You're just back to square one. You're potentially years behind because you made permanent lifestyle decisions based upon temporary market conditions. Now, here's where this gets really interesting for your retirement planning. The greed gradient doesn't just tell you when to be scared. It tells you when to be opportunistic. Think about it this way. While everyone else is cashing out their retirement accounts to chase the latest gold rush, smart money is doing the opposite. They're taking advantage of the temporary dips in quality investments that everyone else is abandoning. All right, let's get practical. Here's your 5-step retirement indicator action plan. And I'm going to break this down differently depending on where you are in your wealth building journey. So step 1 is do a quarterly greed audit. Every 3 months, ask yourself these 4 questions. Am I making investment decisions on recent performance instead of fundamentals? Have I moved up my retirement timeline in the past year because of portfolio gains? Am I taking on more risk because I believe this time is different? And finally, has my asset allocation drifted significantly from my original target? This quarterly check-in takes about 10 minutes. But could save you decades of regret. Step number 2 is the portfolio drift reality. Here's something most investors miss. Your allocation doesn't stay static just because you said it once. If you started the year at 70% stocks and 30% bonds, but now you're at 85% stocks and 15% bonds, that portfolio drift has put your investments into dangerous territory. The market has made your allocation more aggressive without you consciously choosing it. This is how bull markets seduce you into taking risks you never intended to take. We all have this fear of missing out, FOMO, but make sure you balance your portfolio when things are far beyond your original allocation. Step number 3 is the contrarian value shift. Here's where most people get this wrong. They think defensive investing means going to cash. But smart money uses the greed gradient signals to find opportunity. When U.S. growth stocks are expensive, that's your signal to look at U.S. value stocks, which are trading at much more reasonable valuations right now. Even better, consider international and emerging markets, like I talked about a couple episodes ago. While the S&P trades at 30 times earnings, many international developed markets are trading at 12 to 15 times earnings, and emerging markets are even cheaper. This isn't about timing, it's about buying what's reasonably priced instead of what's popular. Step number 4, here's some age-specific defense strategies. For younger investors in their 20s or 40s, if you're 100% in equities and feeling invincible because time is on your side, consider this allocation when the greed gradient signs appear. Put 60% in U.S. total market, 15% in international developed markets, 10% in emerging markets, and 15% in cash. The international exposure gives you value at better prices, and the cash becomes your buying power during the next correction. For pre-retirees 3 to 5 years out, this is where discipline becomes absolutely critical. You're in the danger zone for sequence of returns risk, the nightmare scenario where a market crash in your first few retirement years could destroy your ability to recover. Consider 40% U.S. total market, 20% international developed markets, 10% in emerging markets, 20% in bonds, and 10% in cash. The international diversification and value tilt will protect you from being overly exposed to expensive U.S. markets. Rebalancing isn't about missing gains. It's about avoiding the losses that can't be recovered if you're close to retirement. So here's my 5-minute challenge. Right after this episode, spend 5 minutes doing 4 things. First, calculate your current asset allocation. What percentage do you have in stocks versus bonds versus cash? Second, check if you have any international exposure. Most Americans are dangerously overweight in U.S. stocks. And third, compare your current allocation to what it was 12 months ago. If you've drifted more than 10% from your original plan, that's market euphoria talking. And fourth, check your retirement timeline. If you've moved up your retirement date because of recent gains, write down your original target date that was based upon realistic assumptions, not market gains. And I'm curious, I want you to reply to my pinned comment below. Have you ever caught yourself moving up your retirement timeline because of market gains? What made you realize it might not be realistic? I read every comment, and one of your comments just might inspire a future episode. So let's wrap this up with what really matters for your retirement. The retirement indicator isn't just about avoiding crashes. It's about building wealth systematically while everyone else is riding the emotional roller coaster. But let me be completely transparent. These external signs are helpful, but they're not foolproof. The media shift, the accessibility explosion, even the market metrics, they can all persist for longer than you expect. Markets can stay irrational for years. But the one signal that's reliable is the one in the mirror, your own behavior, your own emotions, your own retirement timeline calculations. That's the retirement indicator you can trust because it's the only one you have complete visibility into. This isn't a timing the market strategy. This is about making sure you protect the wealth that you've built up to this point. Like I said before, if you're 3 to 5 years away from retirement, you shouldn't have all your money in equities. A stock market crash or a big downturn before you retire could prevent you from retiring on your terms. You need to have a balance of different types of investments, not everything in large cap growth investments because they've done so well the last 2 or 3 years. It's about risk management, making sure you have the best portfolio for your stage in life and your risk tolerance to make sure you have the best chance of reaching your long-term goals. Timing the market is virtually impossible. You have to be right twice. You have to get out at the right time and then get back in at the right time. You know, Warren Buffett has famously said, be greedy when others are fearful, be fearful when others are greedy. It's really easy to listen to that quote and think that you can actually do what that quote says. This episode is not about being the smartest person. It's about recognizing the signs of greed, not just with everyone else, but within yourself as well. It's about being defensive when everyone else is taking on bigger risks. It's about taking advantage of opportunities when the fear comes back. Investing isn't easy. I've been advising people for 25 years. I've never timed the market. I've always made sure that every client has the right portfolio for their stage in life to be able to take advantage of the long-term growth in the stock market. I don't think you should ever get completely out of the market. If you do, you always find a reason to not get back in. And most likely, when fear is at its highest, when it feels the worst to invest, you probably won't take advantage of those opportunities. But sometimes you just have to trust your gut. I know many times when I haven't, I was always looking back going, God, I felt that. I should have taken a little off the table. I should have raised some cash. I knew things were getting overheated. That's what this episode is about, is recognizing within yourself that greed has infected your thinking. Your retirement doesn't have to be a victim of the next market cycle. You now have some tools to see what's coming and position accordingly. If this episode helped you see market cycles a little differently and think about your investment strategy a little differently, hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes. And I would love if you pre-ordered my new book, Momentous Decisions, 7 Steps to Better Health, More Wealth, and a Richer Life. If you've had a tough time changing your wealth habits or your health habits and sticking to those over the long term, this is a book that could really help you transform your life, your health, and your wealth. You can find the link to pre-order your copy in the description of this podcast. And remember, wealth building isn't about being the smartest person in the room. It's about being the most prepared when everyone else is panicking. Until next time, make every wealth decision count. This is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy, and I hope to see you next week.